From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In New York City, the marquee of the Lucille Lortel Theater is ablaze with this rather brusque title, Fat Pig. It's the name of the latest play from Neil LaBute, who's known for his cutting satire and despicable male characters. Fat Pig opens tonight, and Andrea Shea has this report.
The people in Neil LaBute's plays, films, and recent book of short stories do and say some very bad things. The strong abuse the weak, the cunning deceive the innocent, and anybody is capable of just about anything. In his 1997 breakthrough film, In the Company of Men, two vicious corporate climbers exact a twisted, symbolic sort of revenge on all women by romancing, then dumping a lonely, deaf secretary.
And suddenly she's got two men. She's calling her mom. She's wearing makeup again. And on we play, and on. And then one day, out goes a rug, and us pulling it hard. And Jill, she just comes tumbling after. Whoa. Hour later, we're on a flight back to civilization like nothing ever happened.
Loaded dialogue and brutal behavior like this have led critics to call LaBute the angriest white male and the dark star of American theater. He says he's been accused of far worse.
Early on, it was misogyny. It graduated to misanthropy. I think now even nihilism gets in there and cynicism, certainly. You know, I'm accused of a lot of things. I guess of being, you know, a spoil sport, you know, of being a downer.
The name-calling goes back to LaBute's earliest stage efforts. Some 10 years ago, an audience member screamed, "Kill the playwright," during one of his productions. LaBute is used to extreme reactions. In fact, he says he welcomes the feedback. What he doesn't appreciate, though, is people who assume he must be like the awful characters he creates.
That's really cheeky of you, to think you know really anything about me, because I think I have a very healthy... that's a debatable term, healthy, but I have a very active imagination. And so I don't feel that I'm just spilling my own blood on the page.
Is he a sick puppy, or is he just a virtuoso about writing about sick puppies?
Linda Weiner is chief theater critic for New York Newsday, and she thinks LaBute is the latter, which raises another question. Why would women choose to spend an hour and a half in a theater with such creeps?
It gives us a peephole into a guy's world that we certainly don't want to live in, but we're fascinated with it because we've been shut out.
Weiner says she's looking forward to Fat Pig. The new play is LaBute's version of a love story. It's about Tom, a gutless businessman who falls for Helen, a vivacious plus-size woman, played by 27-year-old newcomer Ashley Atkinson.
There's a very easy out to go, oh, great, it's another Neil LaBute play. They probably torture this poor fat girl.
Atkinson was cast as Helen because of her beauty, her talent, and her size. She's 5'8" and readily admits to weighing 200 pounds.
It's like people want to keep it a secret from you that you're overweight, as if you hadn't realized it, and they don't want to talk about it, and the play deals a lot with that.
Atkinson's character, Helen, is bright, funny, and relatively well-adjusted to her girth. Even so, LaBute explains, Helen's ear is acutely attuned to the way the world speaks about weight.
The first moment in the play is a misunderstanding. A guy walks into a restaurant and is standing near her and says, "Pretty big." And she's like, "Excuse me?" And he said, "No, I'm just, you know, it's the place, it's pretty big in here."
I thought you met me before.
I'm sorry?
When you said that, pretty big, I thought you were saying that to me. About me.
Oh, no, God, no, I wouldn't. You did?
For a second.
No, that would be rude.
Well, still.
I mean, why would I do that if I thought I'm not a...
You'd be surprised. People say all kinds of things here.
In this place?
No, not just here, this restaurant or anything. I mean, in the city.
Pairing Helen with Tom and writing about the grief they get allows LaBute to dramatize one of the many ways people pass judgment on each other.
Everybody has a kind of scale, I think, in their head with which they weigh people, and particularly couples. And they look at them like walking through the mall, and they go, click, they fit. But if one of them falls off that scale slightly or makes it tip, they go, huh, I wonder what the story is there. Like, that guy isn't cute enough to be with that girl. That woman's too heavy to be with that man. And it's all working off of this, you know, unspoken sense that we know better.
The 41-year-old playwright has wrestled with his own weight, but seems more comfortable talking about his work than about himself.
Well, that's different now, isn't it? Now you're getting personal. My own weight, you know, my own weight has gone, in the last couple of years, in fact, has gone up and down. I'm definitely a stress eater. That's one of my vices.
LeBute says at his heaviest he weighed about 280 pounds, but then, like Adam, the main character in his sadistic makeover play and film The Shape of Things, he lost weight, dropping 60 pounds in 7 months. Eventually, that weight came back, which freed LeBute from looking at himself so he could turn the mirror around and hold it right up close to his audience.
Sometimes you may not be happy. Sometimes you may even be reaching for your coat, thinking, you know what, I think I've had enough of this stuff. If they do take the coat and leave, then I've made a mistake. But to actually embrace them in a way that maybe start to even feel too tight. It's like, hey, you know, get your arms off me. That's okay.
LeBute insists that while conflict drives much of his writing, he's gone to great lengths to avoid discord in his own life. Yet his work has driven a wedge between him and his religion. LeBute converted to Mormonism while an undergrad at Brigham Young University. Critics and fans sometimes have trouble reconciling the ugliness of his work with his faith. In 1999, Mormon leaders confronted that same paradox when LeBute premiered a trio of one-act plays called Bash. The short pieces featured Mormon characters confessing to unconscionable acts of violence. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was appalled, and LeBute was disfellowshipped, which is one step short of excommunication.
I didn't feel that it was a play that warranted that, but I certainly accepted the disfellowshipment. And kind of lived in the equivalent of a limbo for a couple of years.
Just recently, LeBute decided to break ties completely with the Mormon Church. Now he hopes reporters will stop asking him about that relationship so he can discuss his writing, which he says is ultimately about morality and the ways people hurt each other.
I tend to observe close-knit groups, friends, lovers, co-workers, families who seem to be doing okay. But ultimately, they're just on the edge of okay, and it doesn't take much to make them implode. And that's my job. I'm a professional imploder. I go around making trouble on the page.
Trouble finds its way to the stage tonight at the Lucille Lortel Theater in New York with the premiere of Neil LeBute's Fat Pig. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Shea.